Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Safe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to We'll See About That. I'm returning now with Mike Gary, my co-host, after 2 weeks of being on the road. Spent a couple of weeks back in Chicago during my anniversary week with family and friends, so it was real nice to get reacquainted with the city of Chicago. Took another boat tour, learned some more history about the city, and then went off to Cincinnati for an appearance and revisited the city of Cincinnati, and I thought the best rival we had while I was playing in the Cincinnati Reds. So glad to be back, and we've got plenty to talk about in this roundtable segment. Mike, how have you been getting along without me for the last couple of
weeks? It's been tough. It's been a little bit tough, but I really appreciate the deep dish pizza, and the Chicago beef sandwiches you brought back. I want to know a little bit more about the Cincinnati Baseball Museum, because, of course, the Big Red Machine was one of the great Dodger rivals. I heard they have a heck of a museum out there.
I was treated to a very special event. I was asked to come back and appear at an event for what they call the Wright Group. It's a group of very avid Cincinnati baseball fans, guys who I think pay a fee to be in this part of this club. So this is one of the things that is added to the things that they have on their agenda. And very pleased and proud and honored to go back there and be a part of this. And I saw the best museum of baseball that I've ever seen in my life outside of the Hall of Fame. It is a separate building right next to the entrance of the ballpark. And it is unique in so many ways. First of all, it's immaculate. They have this one room where they have, I think, part of a tour that is a video room. And it's decorated in kind of old-school baseball. It's like a bleacher seating. And they are able to, you know, view the screen and get a tutorial in there. Really cool looking thing. And then the one that really took me over the top was that they took me into their Hall of Fame room. Now, this is not necessarily baseball's Hall of Fame. They have a separate room for those players and also are included in this other room. But they have 93 players that are honored in their Hall of Fame. And you walk into the center of the kitchen. It's almost like a kitchen kiosk. And it looks like we're not going to have enough time to finish that. So I will regroup, and I will get that done in our next segment. So please stay with us as we take a little break. And we'll be right back with We'll See About That right after this.
Fred Dreyer here, the heartburn hunter. You know, when you're young, your immune system is strong. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, and fast food makes your body acidic. But now there's Balance 7. In just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body. 3 1-ounce drinks a day is all you're going to need. Are you tired of just being sick and tired? Balance 7 is the answer. You'll notice less joint discomfort, more energy, and heartburn is no longer a problem. You'll feel younger and healthier with more mental clarity. I know because I use it every day. Right now, try Balance 7 and get 15% off your order a free bottle of My Smooth Skin, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. So you have nothing to lose, folks. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. That's 800-793-9039 or visit balancethenumber7.com, code word Fred. Call 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Hi, this is Dodger legend Ron Say. If you're a business owner, would you like to save 20 to 30% on your monthly health insurance premium while improving your benefits? Then give BFF Financial a call. If you have more than 10 employees and you're interested in building a tax-free retirement income that can be funded with tax-deductible dollars, then give BFF Financial a call at 888-908-4BFF. Those are just two of the things that my friends at BFF Financial can help you with. They make some of the most important financial decisions that a business owner must make easy to understand. Many of my friends who are business owners always talk about how much they are looking to stretch their budgets and do more for their employees, their family, and themselves. If you are in the same situation, give my friends at BFF Financial a call at 888-908-4BFF. Call the team at BFF Financial at 888-908-4BFF to get a free consultation. Tell them Ron sent you. BFF Financial, simplifying the complex. 888-908-4BFF or visit us at bfffinancial.com.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
They still call me the Penguin.
Okay, and we are back, and now I'm going to continue with what I was referring to as a kitchen. It's almost like a kitchen centerpiece. It's a little kiosk. And in front of you are all these little plaques that are up there. And what you do is you punch in the name of the player that you would like to bring present. And all of a sudden, once you do this, a uniform pops up in a video, the player pops up, and then they have all these action photos and things of pictures and games going on, and where his plaque is illuminated on the wall. And it just absolutely blew me away.
That's awesome.
It was absolutely awesome. And when I was addressing this group, I said, you know, I've never seen anything like this. You got really a special, special place here. And the one that I pulled up, well, actually it was pulled up for me by the director. he punched it in for me, and it was Joe Morgan. And it was just spectacular. They have different rooms of all the memorabilia. They have a card collection that you would die for. They have got every baseball card printed of in every group, Topps, Fleer, Upper Deck, you name it, it's there, of all the Cincinnati Reds players. And there, it's just immaculate. I was overwhelmed by it. The reason why I'm more overwhelmed by it is because the Dodgers do not have
it. I was just about to say, you'd think that the Dodgers would have something same or similar with all those, you know, the great players such as yourself and your teammates, all your infield members, you know, all the way going back to, you know, Jackie Robinson. You'd think they'd have some sort of very nice memorial or museum as well, but I guess not.
You know, I believe there was a design in the McCourt ownership back in the maybe about 2005 or something, a design I think was actually in the office, you know, an architectural little drawing, and never happened. So we had a little bit of a museum down towards the stadium club on that level, but it was kind of like, you know, a miniature one.
Yeah, I'm disappointed that the Dodgers do not have a museum, because there's more than plenty enough history and tradition there to have one.
Yeah, I would 100% agree. All right, Ron, it's time for, some might say, the best time of the year. It is time for playoff baseball.
Yes,
and
it is.
Before we get into that, let's kind of circle back to some of your early predictions from earlier in the season. Three teams specifically that you thought would have a very good year.
Yeah.
Perhaps did not.
Yeah, absolutely. Such is baseball, I guess. And, you know, I'm here to hone it. First of all, I felt that when the Mets were able to get Verlander and they had their $100 million closer ready for the season to start, that, and with the lineup that they have, they've got a $300 million payroll. Okay, that means they've got a lot of good players, or should have. And so the spring training, the baseball classic that they have, the closer goes down. Okay, real big hurt right there. Still didn't take me away from it. It just would make it a little bit harder. But the Mets have had a horrible season. I don't know how they're going to recover. Verlander doesn't pitch there anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Verlander went to Texas, and then he got hurt again. So I don't even know if Texas is going to be able to use him. There was a similar incident in the playoffs, I believe, last year, where he didn't take the ball. It's unfortunate that these things kind of come up, but, Texas is also without Jacob DeGrom, and you can imagine how good these guys would be if those two were healthy and pitching.
MLB.com, they aggregated different predictions at the beginning of the season. The aggregate pick for how many games the Mets would win, this was the day the season started, was 100 games.
Uh-huh.
And as of today, the Mets are 71-85, 14 games south of 500.
Wow, 25. 27 games below prediction at this point?
That is correct.
Wow, that is horrible.
USA Today baseball writer had them winning 110 games.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so he's eating some crow.
Well, I guess I had a similar view of the kind of success that they would have. I wouldn't have expected 110 wins. But, they really need to get that thing taken care of in a short period of time. I mean, there have been Mets like Lindor and their fourth place hitter, the guy that's got 46 home runs and 117 runs batted in. They've all had good years. But the rest of them have not. And, Yankee fan, oh, my God. Did you get a chance to see the last home game that the Yankees played here? Somebody did a post on Instagram, and they recorded 41,000 people, which is the way that they do tickets today. They're sold. And if you looked at the picture, you were probably lucky to see 2,000 people in the stands.
Yeah, for a Yankees game, that is unprecedented.
It's like, you know, unprecedented. Does Mr. Boone have a job next year? I don't know what you do with that. Their payroll is up there too.
Yeah, it seems like Hal Steinbrenner is the complete opposite of George, where Hal's almost completely hands off, and whenever he does speak to the media, he pretty much says that Boone and Cashman have my full support. So at the start of the season, the aggregate prediction for wins in the season was 95 games. They are currently 80-77, 3 games over 500.
Yeah. You know, and when you expect better. The Yankees have a billion-dollar television contract. And they also have a huge radio contract, too. So I don't know how much more money you pour into that or how many contracts you can get rid of, but Yankee fan deserves a lot better than they played this year.
Especially, I know a lot of Yankees fans personally are very worried that these losing ways will drive away Aaron Judge into free agency. So that would be tough. All right, another team that was expected to win over 98 games and actually maybe compete with or usurp the Dodgers out here in the NL West is the San Diego Padres.
Exactly. And now the Dodgers are on the verge of possibly winning another 100 games and winning for the 10th time in 11 years or something like that? That's pretty close. But yes, San Diego, a very, very big disappointment. The rumors are that there's no in-house leadership, and it's been circulating for a while now, and you've had some players talk out about it. I think Musgrove, their pitcher, was one who made some kind of a comment that it's not quite as bad as it may seem. But needless to say, there's a lot of big contracts over there, which means, you know, Bogarts, Tatis.
Yeah.
Machado,
yeah.
And I believe a pitcher or two. And now you have Soto. You know, what are you going to do? Does he want to come back? You know, he had a big year. He had a breakout year. He hit his most home runs. I think he's got 30-some right now. And just a matter of fact of saying, you know, where are we headed? Who are your leaders? How do we get this done better? But they are extremely disappointed. I'm extremely disappointed in their. They have a lot better players to be able to play a lot better than that.
It seems they went all in on hitting and really kind of neglected that staff. There wasn't any really big free agent pitcher signings in San Diego.
There was not. But you know, Snell ended up putting together a really, really great second half. He's a Cy Young candidate, and we'll see where that goes. But another team that I was extremely disappointed with is the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah.
Last place in their division. That is, you do not see that happening. Not with when you've got Goldschmidt and Arenado, your two corner guys there, and a few very promising people that are young in that lineup, and Wainwright, who's retiring, won his 200th game. They were better than that, too. It's hard to see the fall, but you have to give credit to the Milwaukee Brewers, and you have to give credit to the Chicago Cubs. You know, they're in the mix, and as are the Marlins. This last week is going to be incredibly exciting, and we hope to have, you know, an analyst come on and tell us what their predictions of this are too. Yeah, so it's going to be great and exciting, and of course you have the Philadelphia Phillies that are going to be they're hot as fire right now. The Arizona Cardinals are after just an absolutely horrible start to the second half have rebounded and now are in a really good position to be in the playoffs, and they are facing the Houston Astros, which have something to lose too. So we'll be right back after this with another segment.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, If you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Sabe. Well, there's still plenty to talk about as far as Major League Baseball and the playoffs are concerned, and the status of Ohtani and Trout and whatever over in Anaheim with the Los Angeles Angels, what's going to happen there. But we're going to be talking more about all of this next week as well. So we're going to make a switch over and talk about college football now, and we're going to talk a little bit about the NFL a little bit later. But in college football, we are seeing something we haven't seen for quite some time. And it is the dominance in college football by the Pac-12 conference, which just so happens to be breaking up after this year.
The last gasp of a dying conference before they throw the last spoonful of dirt on the grave.
Yes, and you know, we have currently, four teams in the Pac-12 ranked in the top 10, and two other teams ranked in the top 20. And Colorado was the one that was getting all the hype, and Deion Sanders, and they were a ranked team as of last week. And they had, I believe, reality set in, and they got hammered pretty good. It was 35-0 Oregon at halftime, and they took their foot off the gas pedal, and they have USC next week.
They do. And the USC is tough, probably yeah. Facing Caleb Williams, the number one pick, perennial number one pick coming out. And like you said, the Ducks beat the Colorado 42-6, and it was a beatdown. Yeah. And I don't know if you saw the Oregon coach before. He had a great line, a great pregame speech saying that they're playing for clicks. We were playing for wins.
There was a lot of talk in college football with their coaches this last week. Ryan Day blew up Lou Holtz because Lou Holtz had, you know, something unfavorable to say about the strength of their offensive line or something. They were they weren't as tough as the other clubs. The Nildred game, Ohio State game, was a terrific game.
Yeah.
I did watch that, and both deserving. I can't imagine going down and losing the game in that circumstances with no time left, and and then being able to go in front of the mic and you know, rattle off your displeasure. I just found it to be kind of appropriate. Deion Sanders saying, "You better get me now." You know what? This is another prediction that I'll have that I'll stand by. I think it's going to be very difficult for Colorado to have a winning season in the Pac-12 conference.
Well, I mean, because you touched on it, you know, briefly at the start of this segment, is, you know, the absolute dominance of the Pac-12 right now, where you have five teams in the AP top 15. You have the SC, like you got Oregon at number 7, USC at number 9, Utah at number 12, and your alma mater, Washington State, at number 15. And Colorado's got to go through all those teams, pretty much.
Right. And, you know, as a matter of fact, you know, when you look at they released some kind of a power schedule as well, a power rating, prior to their, you know, their first big poll that comes later, I think halfway in the season. And Washington's already up to number 4. and they are loaded. And you have Utah, who hasn't had their starting quarterback yet play a game, and they are the two-time defending champions of the Pac-12, and they are extremely good and defensive-minded. You have Oregon, who's got a very experienced quarterback that's rolling along real nicely, and USC, who is just clobbering everyone, scoring huge amounts of points. And the conference is loaded, and I haven't even talked about my alma mater, Washington State. They have played extremely well and won a very big game against Oregon State last week. And Oregon State has Utah this week. So the competition in the Pac-12 may hurt them as far as getting a team. Somebody's going to come out okay, but there's going to be a few teams that, because of the competition there, much like the SEC, you know, they beat each other up, but you can't afford more than one loss.
Mm-hmm.
So it's tough.
So the prediction that I'm writing down right now is that Deion Sanders' Colorado Buffaloes will not finish 500 overall or 500 in the Pac-12.
In the Pac-12. You know, I think the preseason is done for them. Here's another thing too. You know, USC, one of their non-conference games that's left, they got Notre Dame.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
At
Notre Dame.
So they have a very difficult schedule to try and get through as well. So, when you have six teams ranked above you, Colorado speaking of, it doesn't look good, you know. And, his whole thing was kind of unorthodox. He basically told people, if you don't want to be here, leave.
He had 70 players from the program. He pretty much showed them the door. He said the first day walking into Colorado that pretty much anybody that's on the team previously is gone. And I was looking at Deion's contract. It's very incentive laden. $500,000 for coming in second in the Pac-12, $1 million for winning the Pac-12, $500,000 for going to a bowl game, and $750,000 for having an overall record of less than two losses. I mean, Deion's got all the money in the world to begin with, but it seems that he might actually be eating some crow at the end of this season.
Well, we'll have to let it play out. I don't want to play the cards too early. It's only three games into the season, and you know, the amount of press that Colorado has got obviously has helped the university, and it's also helped the Pac-12, and it's also helped college football. But I also think it's hurt because this is an unproven school right now. They were 2-10, 2-11 last year.
Yeah, two wins last year.
I mean, you know, they had to come from behind to pull out an overtime win. Yes, they did beat the team that went to the college championships last year.
Yeah, they beat TCU, but no one seems to mention the fact that, you know, TCU, of course, was in the national championship last game. They lost 30 players, including over 15 starters.
Yeah, well, trust me, there's not enough guys left over to have a team that is considered to be in the same category. So, you know, I felt it was a little premature. And I felt reality would set in, and it did, except it set in a lot faster than I thought it would be. 35-0 at halftime, it's over with.
How do you feel about Deion Sanders' approach? You know, it's pretty much like a mercenary school where he's bringing people over from anywhere in the country. He's plying them because he knows the more attention that Colorado gets, the more NIL money that the players get in. His son, Shakur, drives a Maybach Mercedes SUV, and Mr. Sanders, Coach Sanders, says that his son, Shakur, is actually going to stay another year because, quote, Shakur has never been second in anything, and he knows that Caleb Williams is going to be the number one pick next year, and that he has all the money in the world, so he wants to keep his kid in school one more year so he can come out the next year and be the number one pick. Your thoughts on all that?
that's a lot to digest. First of all, I wouldn't even be driving that car. Okay? It's way too premature. I don't know why you would want to spend your money on a car like that anyway. I would have better things to do with it this young. The projection of he's never been number two at anything, that's going to get a harsh reality, too.
That's not going to serve him well later in life.
Well, I just don't think that, based on the competition that they have at this point in time, and I saw somebody say, oh, I think Colorado will finish 8-4. do you think they're going to beat Washington? I don't think so. Do you think they're going to beat USC? I don't think so. They already got hammered by Oregon. They're not going to beat Utah.
UCLA, so, UCLA, sneaky tough too.
And here's the thing, you know, UCLA is not ranked, but right now I believe UCLA is probably better than Colorado too, which leaves you then with Cal, Stanford, and that's it, right? And Arizona State. And by the way, the Arizona schools are not good. They are not good. So
they're basketball schools.
Yeah, whatever they are. But they used to be a lot better. But I would say the bottom barrel here is Stanford, Arizona State, and Arizona. And saying that, Arizona State gave USC a game last week. They only lost by 14 points, and I didn't think it was going to be even remotely that close. So yeah, you can stumble. They still have the ability to participate and play well in this conference, but I just think that if you were to diagnose it a little bit better, it's going to be a very big uphill climb for Colorado to be anything better than 500.
Yeah, and also as it gets later in the year, it starts to get colder, it starts to get more snow in the ground in certain places like Utah, for example. Yeah. And that's going to kind of take away from Oregon or from Colorado's pass-based offense.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about this Lou Holtz situation. What are your thoughts about this? It seems like a lot of college coaches out there are really going on tangents and tirades at the press conference and have a hard time taking any sort of criticism.
Well, I agree with you. I think that there's a very tense situation out there. Where I thought that he went sideways is then he starts to say it's Ohio State against the world, college football. All one of the analysts said is that I think that the other side of the line is a little bit stronger than yours. And yeah, it may have been said a little bit differently, but okay, the objective is to go prove them wrong. And I'm not so sure that they proved anybody wrong. But they did, were able to, pull out this incredible game against Notre Dame. A very exciting game that I actually watched, I think, most of that game. And I was just pleased with the intensity. Low-scoring games to me are exciting.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And, as far as Ryan Day is concerned, he's in the center of, one of the top schools recognized, in college football. They expect them to be a perennial national championship contender. And, the one loss to Michigan, which Michigan's right there, too.
Fun fact about Ohio State, it's the largest public university in the country, so he's got a lot of alumni he's got to please there and placate.
Right, and don't forget, Penn State's in there, too. So Big Ten's loaded, too. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back right after this.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need invitations and posters printed, and they have to be perfect.
I need beautifully bound booklets and presentations for my business.
Your invitations and booklets will be in captivating color and will be done right every time. That's Staples' Print Big Promise. And right now at Staples, get $50 off your print purchase of $150 or more. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 10/14. Exclusions apply. See associate or visit staples.com/print for details.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/byline and use code BYLINE. That's code BYLINE. At prizepicks.com/byline for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at many fine retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters. Available at Walmart and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. New NexGard Plus, a Foxalon or Moxidectin and Pyrantel chewable tablets. Protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. All in one delicious beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about new NexGard Plus chews.
The new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium is here. Switch to my plan from Verizon at your local store today, and you'll get the amazing new iPhone 15 Pro on us with Unlimited Ultimate when you trade in any iPhone, any model, any condition. Guaranteed. Yep, even the old phone in your pocket right now. It's your Verizon. $999.99, 128GB only. Device payment purchase or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on Unlimited Ultimate plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in or promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
Steve Carlin going head-to-head with Ron Say. High drive into deep left field. Back goes Leszczynski. It's gone! Grand slammer!
2-2 to Say.
It's high in the air to deep left field.
This Week in Dodger History is brought to you by BFF Financial. The solutions are ours, the decisions are yours.
The fans are rooting for the
And welcome back. We'll see about that. This Week in Dodger History, brought to you by BFF Financial. In 1951, Don Newcomb becomes the first African-American to post 20 victories in a season. This took place in a must-win contest for the Dodgers. The right-hander bests Robin Roberts, also a 20-game winner, when he blanks the Philadelphia Phillies 5-0. And before we move on to the NFL, Ron, we have some sad news to talk about. We have the passing of an all-time great, an all-time Baltimore legend, Brooks Robinson, has passed away.
Yes, he has. And I made a post the other day, a picture of Brooksy and I, taken back in the early 1970s in spring training. And I was fortunate enough to be able to have a relationship with him briefly, and we were both the starting third basemen in the 1974 All-Star Game in Pittsburgh, and it was a thrill and an honor. We had so many great players on that field that day. You know, Henry Aaron was playing, and Carl Yastrzemski, along with all the other great players. But Brooksy was the epitome of, you know, a lot of people refer to him as the greatest fielding third baseman of all time, which is fine. 16 gold gloves. I don't think anybody has that many, but I do have a small story to tell you about that. Don Money in 1975 led the American League in fielding at third base, and he set a new major league record for fewest errors in a season with 5. And the best I ever got to was 9. And I didn't even view it as possible to make 5 in one season. And guess who won the gold glove at the end of the season? Brooks Robinson. And about 30 years later, I was attending the Major League Draft at Studio 42 in New York for the June draft for amateur baseball, Major League Baseball. And I ran into Don Money, and I said, "Don, I said, I've got this question that's been burning inside of me for 30 years. I said, were you upset when he didn't win?" I couldn't even get it out of my mouth, and he was saying, he says, "You know what?" He says, "The very first game that we played Baltimore the next year, I said, Brooksy was on the field, and I yelled at him. I says, you have my gold glove. Give me my gold glove." So I thought it was kind of funny. It's an appropriate story. But Brooksy will always be remembered as a Hall of Famer, a classy guy, and certainly I hope you rest in peace. And thank you so much for your contribution to Major League Baseball.
Absolutely. May his memory be a blessing. Let's talk a little about the NFL. You know, it's been a long time since I've seen in the NFL someone drop 70 on somebody.
Oh, Sean Payton. Wow, karma. The new Denver coach, if you want a little bit of a history to this, took over this year. And he had some words for the parting staff, and it wasn't kind. He said, this is probably the worst coached football team in the history of the NFL. And this, one of those coaches, I believe, went on over to the New York Jets and got some consoling from Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, featured on Hard Knocks. If right. You guys watch Hard Knocks this season, this was a big storyline.
And so he was kind of standing up for the coach, saying, you know, that's really kind of over the top. And Sean Payton has been getting kind of a negative rap for a lot of things here of recently, and this one here. And now he got a little chippy with the remark made saying, you know, have you got anything to say about, you know, them dropping 70 on you? 70 is the third most points in the history of NFL scored in one game.
Yeah, I believe it's the first time that 10 touchdowns have been scored in one game. And yeah. Also the first time where over 350 yards, both passing and rushing in the same game, 712 total yards.
Yeah, they had a running back who the starting running back had 3 touchdowns. The backup running back had 200 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns rushing, 2 touchdowns receiving. The quarterback threw for 4 touchdowns. the statistics coming out of this game were just absolutely unbelievable. But, you know, 70 points, I would say that whoever's playing Miami, you better hope your offense is in full gear, because your defense is going to have to play very well to keep them under 40 points. They're averaging 44 points a game right now. And I don't see anybody in the NFL that if they don't have an offense that's high octane. Miami's in a very good spot, and they play a very good opponent this week in Buffalo.
Yeah, Buffalo's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, Buffalo's real.
We'll get a little better reading, I think, after this week about how potent that offense is.
Yeah, Sean Payton did not cover himself in glory coming into the season saying that. Probably, you know, to lower expectations for himself, but even going back to his New Orleans days, you know, he's been not necessarily the nicest guy. What about how about them Cowboys?
Well, I would say that they probably got an unexpected loss here. The Arizona Cardinals are without their starting quarterback probably for the season. They have not played well up to this point in time, and they beat the Dallas Cowboys. And they actually took it to the Dallas Cowboys. They ran the football on them. They pretty much dominated time of possession. And they were able to pull it off rather easily, I thought. You know, Dak Prescott did not have a good game. I don't know where Jerry Jones goes with this one, but this is going to be a tough one for them to get by. You hope probably for Dallas Cowboy fan that this doesn't linger too long for them.
Best game that I watched over the weekend was definitely that Colts-Ravens game.
Yeah.
That's a great rivalry because, you know, of course, the original Colts moved to Baltimore, became the Ravens,
right.
And the Colts actually returned to Indianapolis. And walk-off field goals are great TV.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
And I will throw a little bit of kudos towards Gardner Minshew, who is from Washington State.
Great mustache.
And, and I really enjoyed the fact that, you know, he was able to, you know, grab the reins after the injury to their quarterback. And when you can do that and pull off a victory, that's just sensational. So congratulations to the Colts and Gardner Minshew. You know, let's keep it going. I love to see guys from Washington State play well.
Absolutely. And what about our hometown Rams? I feel very, very concerned for friend of the show, Matthew Stafford, because I've seen the same thing that happened to him in Detroit starting to happen here out in Los Angeles, where he is getting absolutely killed. The Rams' offensive line are not protecting him, and he put up all those records when he was in Detroit, but pretty much left because, A, they weren't competitive, and, B, he was getting beat up all the time.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on the Rams, Mr. Stafford?
I was surprised when they beat the Seahawks to start the season. You know, they're down their number one receiver. The last season they had was not good. I didn't anticipate them coming out of the blocks of the victory. I thought Seattle playing at home would probably win. San Francisco, it was, you know, kind of a so-so game in the beginning, but the 49ers showed their dominance and somehow it was a closer game than it should have been. But the thing that caught my eye was that the drive that they had when they were down 10 points, you have a number of options that you have to deal with here. You have to score twice. As soon as you get into field goal range, you got to take it because you got to get the ball back. You know, so you have to score twice. So it doesn't matter which one's which. Preferably the touchdown, but if you don't get it, you do not have time to have a sustained drive.
You can't
eat up the clock.
You have to take the points.
Right. You got to put the ball downfield. You got to take shots. Then they started to put a little bit more of a drive together, and it got a little bit closer. But now you're saying, why are you kicking a field goal when the game is over with? Right? You should have kicked it earlier. But I didn't understand it. If you're not going to win the game, why did you kick the field goal?
I would be very much interested to see what the point spread.
Well, the point spread was the one that the kicking the field goal was the one that made the game. The point spread
made the spread.
Yeah, but what? But he said he didn't know anything about
the spread. I don't believe that for one second.
Well, but I mean, I'm not going to try and insinuate anything. It's just that to me, from the standpoint of strategy, you know, you have to put the ball downfield. You have to score quickly. Try to get the field goal quickly. Try the onside kick, whatever it is. You need the ball back. This made no sense whatsoever. It's like a guy that can score. It's like the team that's had to score another touchdown, you know, and they just kneel down at the 2-yard line rather than run three plays and score another touchdown.
Yeah.
It just didn't make any sense. And then this last week, too, that I thought there was a mistake made with the clock. I don't recall it offhand, but I'm saying, geez, that doesn't. This is off.
That seems that that's become a common theme these last couple years. I mean, most of the time the criticisms that coach faces are over the kind of play calling, but game management seems to be a big problem, not only in college and the pros. Where what are they doing out there?
That's... I know what it was. It had something to do with the noise of the crowd.
Uh-huh.
They were trying to do something and they couldn't. So they ran a play. They said that he had to call from the huddle, but it turned out to be after the fact that they said he called the same play that we would have called. Okay. However that's supposed to work. I just did not feel that in that moment they did a very good job with how they were approaching this. And, you know, were they out of timeouts? I don't recall in the moment. So I can't really get too in-depth on it, but I just felt that something was off there. As far as something being off, when you look at the LA Chargers, we have new mentality on the other side of the coaching staff. The head coach there is just, you know, you ran a play from the 20-yard line or 40-yard line when all you had to do was punt the ball, and now you're inviting a loss, and he was able to get away with it, you know? And he's done this before, and it's been the subject of criticism before. So, you know, I'm real questionable about how that works. Maybe it's just mind-boggling.
I think that's a component of analytics, actually, because there's a school, a high school, and out of Connecticut, and now you're starting to see this in some Division II and Division III college teams where they don't punt at all.
Exactly. Yeah, I saw that.
Over the course of a season, if you don't punt, if you go for it on fourth down, irregardless of distance, that at the end you will have actually gained more first downs and be more competitive if you don't punt the ball. And that doesn't pass the eye test to me.
Well, it doesn't make sense if you're down, say, 10 points in the second quarter, and it's fourth and 15 at your 20-yard line, that you're going to go for it. I mean, are you trying to make this game over with faster than it's going
to
be? Or?
It's also really kind of disrespectful to your defense, too.
Well,
you're pretty much saying to your defense, well, we don't trust you.
Yeah. Well, however it's supposed to mean, whatever it's supposed to mean, it's not washing out at the end because, I agree that the analytics have changed. And there's been a lot of times you say, geez, why wouldn't you go for it for fourth and one here? You know, it was just kind of old school. Hey, if it's fourth down and five, you punt it. You know, from wherever, you know. And now, because of the analytics and because of the offensive abilities, I mean, the offenses are a lot better than they were 50 years ago, I can tell you that. Yeah, for sure. And, it's been an interesting start to the NFL. I'm sure there's plenty more to come, and we've got plenty more to talk about, and that we will see more about that right after this.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Okay, we have returned. We'll see about that. And right now we're going to talk a little bit about, in closing, is anybody ready for robot umpires after this year? It seems like everyone that I have spoken about, whether I have initiated conversation or been listening, that are so tired with the umpires, in particular with the balls and strikes, the anger, the animosity, whatever it is that's brewing, is not in the best interests of baseball.
They call it the ump show now, and no one paid their money to go see the umpires. They paid to go see the players. They came to see their own teams. And it's one thing if you're just a terrible strike zone. You just had a bad night. I mean, everybody goes through a bad day once in a while. But when you react by throwing people out for reacting to your bad day.
Yeah,
that seems pretty unfair.
Yeah, it is. And I think everybody understands that. And it's, you know, these, the umpires, if you pay attention a little bit to Instagram, you will see people going out of their way, putting the posts up for the games these umpires had. Yeah, he missed 8 of these calls tonight alone. He missed 26 calls tonight. It's blatantly bad. It's not just a little bit bad. It's blatantly bad. And I don't know how you get around it, but the ire that the umpires have, the slightest little glitch in anything that you show towards being possibly showing them up, you're gone. Guys are getting kicked out left and right, and I just, you know, like you said, they didn't come here to watch the game for you to be the centerpiece of the game. Umpire the game, let the guys play, and you know it's just a big mess out there. So you know I'm kind of in favor of moving up the process. And I'm surprised that I'm saying that.
That is pretty, it's pretty amazing you're saying that. Yeah. But we're wrapping, just one quick mention. Make sure to check out Ron's fantastic book, Penguin Power. It's available on Amazon.com. It's a fantastic read. Makes a great gift. You can check it out, Penguin Power, Amazon.com.
And if I am ever able to get my missing website up, which I'm working very hard at with the people to get that underway, we will also be offering that on the website as well. So I just want to say thank you so much for joining us again. We're going to be back next week. Hopefully we're going to have an analyst to talk about the playoffs, your favorite teams and whatever. So it's an exciting time of the year. College football's ramping up, and pro football as well. Have a great weekend and enjoy next week with us. Thank you.